This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. On June 18, 1865, over 250,000 black slaves still lived in bondage in Texas. Legally speaking, they'd been free for over 2.5 years. Legally speaking, but not in practice. President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation wasn't enforceable all the way out in Texas. That would change the next day, though, June the 19th. The Civil War was over, and a Union general named Gordon Granger had recently landed in Galveston to begin a federal occupation of Texas. He began by issuing a series of orders, among them that all slaves were to be freed. Though total emancipation would take even longer, the day that came to be known as Juneteenth was nonetheless a line of demarcation, a day to celebrate and to remember. So writes Michael Hurd in a recent essay for Texas Highways magazine. He's the director of the Texas Institute for the Preservation of History and Culture at Prairie View A&M University. Professor, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much, David.
You begin this essay by writing about what you remember about the Juneteenth celebrations you attended as a child. Share some of those memories with us here, if you don't mind.
Well, growing up in Southeast Houston, my family would go on this, we called it a picnic, out to this farm actually near Prairie View and spend the day celebrating with our friends and our parents' friends, you know, just having a feast of all kinds of wonderful soul food and us kids running around and playing games. And we never really knew, as children, we never really got the significance, you know, fully of what that day was, but just that it was a wonderful day to be with our friends.
Why do you think that you didn't fully understand its significance until later in life?
Well, we really didn't get a lot of black history in high school, you know, back in the day, back in the 60s, you know, and so we really didn't have the understanding of a lot of what black culture was about and that sort of thing. You know, we knew there were certain things you did, but we didn't always have a grasp of the understanding, you know, so we didn't get taught that in high school. And we really didn't have a lot of conversations as a family back then about those kinds of legacies and histories and things that we should be aware of. So there was just, you know, a lack of conversation back then.
Well, what was the process by which you came to better understand Juneteenth as an adult?
Well, for me, it was self-education. And a lot of what I got came from black publications, black newspapers and magazines like Ebony and Jet magazines, the Houston Forward Time newspaper, the Houston Informer, the Chicago Defender, and so forth. They would have these little factoids, you know, these like, do you know? And it would highlight people and events throughout black history. And for me, as I started to research black history, I kept coming across all of these, you know, why don't I know this moment? You know, I had a lot of those. And so it was just my self-educating myself about black history and what Juneteenth really meant.
Yeah. Well, now part of your story discusses how Juneteenth itself has changed over time. I mean, from a pure celebration to a kind of a launching pad for political ambitions from time to time to something with perhaps a more commercial feel. I wonder, do you see the day itself as having changed for you at all with time and perspective?
Not really for me. You know, I would say as a child, you know, we just went to this big picnic. But as an adult, you know, I would go to, I would attend programs and festivals and you know, there would be, you know, job fairs, you know, there would be parades and marches and that sort of thing. So as it took on more of a community-wide, you know, festival, you know, I would participate in that regard. So, and the celebrations have gotten a lot more diverse, and I'm really happy to see that.
Well, may I ask how you plan to spend it?
Well, right now I don't have any plans, you know, so I'm thinking it's going to be kind of a quiet day. But, you know, every Juneteenth, I do take some time to reflect on what that day means and what it must have been like to be told, you know, after all you've gone through as a slave, to be told that you are free. and how exhilarating that feeling had to be. And so I'm sure part of my day will be spent in reflection.
Michael Hurd is the director of the Texas Institute for the Preservation of History and Culture at Prairie View A&M University. We'll have a link to his Texas Highways Magazine essay on Juneteenth at texasstandard.org. Professor, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.